Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text is from Hebrews chapter 3. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated. Well, dear friends in Christ Jesus, here we are gathered in the house of God celebrating the transfiguration of our Lord. It's a good day for theologians of glory. There was actually some glory to see. Wonderful. But is that the best way to see things, that we are gathered in the house of the Lord? Not according to this passage from Hebrews. It was a hard day for those disciples. First, they were sleepy. Maybe thought they were dreaming when Jesus' clothes and face changed and when Moses and Elijah appeared in glorious splendor. It's a little bit of a problem being underdressed for the occasion. And then no one had thought of any catering, and they certainly didn't have any tents. So the suggestion was that we set up for a conference. Let's put some tents up. We don't want these guys to leave right away. We want to talk to them. When they had woken up and volunteered to help by making shelters, they received a message from a cloud, not the kind of cloud we use today to get messages. This is my son whom I have chosen. Listen to him. To add to all of that, they weren't allowed to tell others what they had seen and heard. They most likely felt like they couldn't get anything right. They felt like we feel during final exams week. And to add to it all, Jesus, the great miracle worker, had just finished harping on the theme of the crucifixion. Can't he get over that? He's supposed to be the Messiah. He's supposed to come in glory. He's supposed to take care of us. We went along with him. What is this? It's going to be a rotten deal if he gets crucified. Jesus seemed okay, except when he was talking about that. Scared and worried them. Now, you know, we get to cheat. We get to move ahead and see things in advance because we see things in the whole picture. We know that there was a crucifixion and there was a resurrection. Jesus' true glory was not to be revealed on that Mount of Transfiguration, even though it was wonderfully glorious. But in a much more subtle way, through bleeding and dying on the cross and rising from the dead on the third day. So in all these things that Jesus said and did, we understand in a way quite differently from those contemporaneous figures who didn't have the benefit of hindsight. They just had to muddle through. And it was kind of hard to muddle through those things for the first time. It was depressing and agonizing and difficult. And there were highs, yes, Mount of Transfiguration. And there were lows, yes, betrayal and death. And yet those early disciples were faithful, and they stayed for things that we might have left for. We always act as though if I were there, I would have done better. But who says you would have done better? Who says I would have done better? On the other hand, they might not have done so well with our context. And this is the point of our text today. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Now notice that Hebrews, as is often the case, does not refer to the believers in general, but seems to refer to people who have some maturity in the faith. Holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling. You see, there is another important point about the transfiguration, one that could be easily missed. And that is that the disciples were also transformed. They are transformed from some people who don't really have much of a clue to people who are now kind of afraid, but also who know that although Jesus has talked about death, he also can hang out with people who look like they belong in resurrection. And one could debate Elijah, because of course he went directly to heaven. But with regard to Moses, we have clear testimony that he was buried by God. And so, even if they didn't get it, we have also evidence of the resurrection here in this passage that they might get later. Now, they weren't changed in a glorious way, but they were nonetheless profoundly affected by this encounter with the glorified Christ and these two glorified holy men. And Hebrews emphasizes this in those who believe, in all who believe in Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They are transformed. They are holy. They share in the heavenly calling. They know about the death and the resurrection of Christ, and therefore they also know that he is something more than has come before. For although the dead had been raised before Christ by prophets at times, no dead prophet had raised himself from the dead. And this is what Jesus did. About his life, he said, "I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again." Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Now, Hebrews indicates that Jesus is greater than Moses, for Moses was in the house of God, but Jesus builds and is Lord over the house of God. What is really interesting here is our role. We are the house. If indeed we hold firmly to our confidence in the hope in which we glory. Now, this is not the kind of conditional in which we save ourselves by hanging on, but rather it is something that God produces in us that causes us to hang on. You see, the real house of God is not this gathering place, but rather the faithful believers in Christ here gathered. As the hymn tells us, we are God's house of living stones, built for his habitation. And so, as church, we should think of ourselves as those redeemed by the precious death and resurrection of Christ, who constitute the house he is building in and through us. And so, in real terms, we are not gathered in the house of God, but rather as the house of God. So when we run into pressures, problems like the disciples had, problems of not getting things right, which are common around here. By the way, I don't think simple mistakes are sins, but most Germans do, so you can be forgiven that too. Problems of self-esteem, problems common to a seminary where we still seek to make tents for the glorious one rather than listening to what he has to say. We remember that it is Jesus who is making us into his tent, his house, his flock, his shelter, his mansion, and that we as living stones built into his habitation do what he wills and purposes with our lives. And as we mature as Christians, because of the power of the death and resurrection of Jesus, and because of the strength we receive through both word and sacrament, we let go of our problems, and Jesus is Lord in our lives as well. And he gently guides us from our difficulties and pains to places of green pasture and still waters. and he restores our souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.